B-Pod Studios.
Lincoln Riley.
Oklahoma.
Thank you. Yeah. I was like Alabama or Texas. I'm like,
there's something in the air. We're all having like a little brain delay.
It's called Friday,
here.
Bob.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It is. We'll talk to Doris Burke, who coaches Oklahoma and coach Jalen Hurts.
No, Lincoln's, you know, the new wonder child in college football, the offensive mind that's going to change everything.
We'll talk to Doris Burke, who coached Jalen Rager, and who's going to be the backup quarterback for the Eagles. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Let's get to Mike and Delran. What's up, Mike?
Back of a lead in there. Thanks, bud.
I know, right? What's up?
Hey, what you guys were just talking about is exactly why Damon Lillard is a J.O. So,
so how do you really feel, Mike?
If I'm a security guard, right, I need that money. I need to get paid. I got family. I got food on table. But you know what? I don't feel too safe. So I'm just going to go sit there in the hallway on a chair and get paid, but not stop anybody that comes into the locker room. Like, come on, for real? You mean to tell me that if you don't think, like, it's one thing if you don't feel safe because you're afraid of a corona. Okay, then don't show up. Don't get paid. But if you mean to tell me that you're not going to play in meaningless games or games you can't win and you expect to still get paid, you're J.O. and you're what's wrong with America. It's absolutely disgusting that there's people out there that have been waiting 6 weeks for some sort of unemployment. Right, they got their kids at home trying to learn from school. They're trying to help with that. They're sweating it out. They have no idea how they're going to survive with days, weeks, or months into this. But you have the audacity to go after a third-string quarterback that writes some stuff and be all pissed off that people don't agree with you because you don't want to play if you can't win. You're a loser, Damian Lillard. I hope to God. I can't wish injury anymore. I promise I wouldn't.
Yeah, don't do that, Mike. Don't do that.
Step on many Legos. Step on the sharpest Legos possible. I hope a Lego tower falls over and you step on everyone. You damn J.O. Go Birds!
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
I wish we knew how Mike felt.
Yeah. I can't go there.
He's on the fence too much.
Yeah, right? Like, you can't help. As a human being, you can't help how you feel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, like, think about it. You can't help how you feel.
Your gut is your gut.
Damian Lillard might literally be scared and legitimately be scared to go out in public from what he maybe has seen from someone in his inner circle suffering from this. He might be scared of maybe putting his child or his wife or whoever at risk because of this. And he might not be able to, you know, help that he feels that way. Now, obviously, it's more thought out than that because of the way he went at Orlovsky. But,
right.
You know, I can't go there right yet.
Okay, here's where I agree with Mike. And it's the hypocrisy of the stance Damian Lillard is taking. And the hypocrisy is, I'm going, but I ain't playing.
Did he say I'm going, but not playing?
He's going to sit on the bench.
Okay. Yeah, he said, I'll sit my ass right here on the bench.
Yeah. Now maybe it's the metaphorical bench.
Maybe
at the bench it means that he's at home, but I'm going to take it literally because I don't really know what to go on.
Yeah, I see. I had it in my mind also that he just wasn't going to show up.
Okay, if it is literal, which I took it as literal.
That makes no sense.
Why are you going out?
Right.
Like, if you are afraid, if you're respecting the virus enough to say, you know what, I ain't leaving home, then okay.
Right.
I'm not judging you for that. I'm not going to tell somebody, you shut up and you're healthy and you ain't going to get it. Yeah, okay, no, that ain't happening. But if Damian Lillard is that worried about contracting a virus or being asymptomatic and passing it along to a family member, then stay home.
Yeah,
But if he's still going to go and be around the NBA and he's just going to go only to collect a paycheck, well then, yeah, man, you can't. That's playing both sides, man. That's milking both cows. That's not how you play this.
Yeah, if it's him saying, yeah, I'm going to go and I'm sick because we have no chance to make the playoffs and all that, yeah, that's crap.
Mm.
But if it's truly a feeling that he's nervous about this, then, you know, we have to try to have an understanding about it, right?
1,000%.
And you know what else? Like the NBA, we talked about, no, they need to just dive into the playoffs and all that. A lot of coaches might not want that. Like a lot of coaches might want to come back and play some regular season games because... I forget who broke it down. It might have been Jackie McMullen broke this down. teams, if they don't play, if they're not part of this playoff thing, they won't have been together for over 8 months.
An 8 month off season,
That's crazy.
It is insane.
It's crazy. And as a coach, as a GM, as an owner, I would want my players to benefit however little they may, but some, by getting back together and getting some sort of competition going. Look, so 8 months, that is a long, long time.
We talked a lot about the last 2 days about motivation of the NHL to the NBA. Oh, they said something, now we should say something. If that's not even the case, at least there's a good model in place by the NHL, because the NHL is only making their championship more credible. They're only making their Stanley Cup final more credible by allowing more teams to vie for the championship, to vie for the Stanley Cup. Now you have a team, you have teams in the NBA originally that were only going to be 16. Now they're looking at the NHL going, and they're also listening to Damian Lillard saying, all right, more games, more money, more ad sales. Let's have more games. I'm fine with that. Originally, I said scrap the last 17 games of the season for the Sixers. Who cares? If that helps this ball to roll a little bit faster in resuming the 2019-2020 NBA season, by all means, have more games. Have the play-in tournament. Have that first round, more or less, qualifying round. Have top four seeds play against each other for better seeding. Go ahead and just copyright it. Just take it. Carbon paper. Remember that? Just blanket it over that. Take a rubbing of it. Then all of a sudden, you're playing the NBA season. I'm fine with that, and it only makes it more credible. As we examined yesterday, 81% of our voting audience, over 2,000 votes, said that the championship in either league, NHL or NBA, is legitimate. And that's the right answer. I wholeheartedly believe that. But if you're going to have even more games, then it only makes it more legitimate, and it also makes it more exciting. You have more teams that are actually trying for a championship. What's the problem? The problem is making sure everybody's healthy, which is the obvious.
Yeah.
But it's also saying now, if you are going to have up to 24 teams, I worry that it might take longer for the NBA to come back, because now they're entertaining something that they didn't think they'd be entertaining, which is more teams, more players, more people in one concentrated area. Do they then have to go to two host cities?
Yeah, very well could be, and that's a valid point. I don't know how Disney World's going to be able to hold all these teams to begin with, 16, whether it may be, you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
Especially when, you know, I heard it on the news yesterday that Disney's firing up a plan to open up Disney World again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to have an influx of people down there, the likes, you know, you haven't seen at this time of the year, because people are going to want to flood back to, say, normalcy. You know, there's that group of people that are going to get their kids and go to Disney, and it's going to be flooded. And then now these NBA players are, I'm not saying mixing and mingling with these people, but there's people. There's a lot of people. So, yeah, I don't know. The whole time that I've said this, and I hate myself for being this way, it's just every time something's put out there, I seem to have more questions. And I hate that. But it's just...
Shut your brain off. But give me sports.
I hear you. God, I hear you. And I want them worse than anybody.
Stop thinking.
God. Yeah, right?
I'm only half kidding. Stop poking holes in all this. I'm trying to live over here.
I'm not doing that. I really am not doing that. I'm not poking holes. I'm not.
You're a journalist. You can't quit it. You can't quit.
But it's like you said,
quit you journalism.
Yeah, but it's funny, like you said about, and we all did, oh, NHL, way to go. And then we talked it out. And we're like, wait a minute, what the hell are they doing?
What you did to Sam Carcitti, Bob, that was just not right.
Yeah, he's still not well.
He wrote a piece.
He did.
Hockey may never come back.
He really did. When I read his piece, I was like, damn, as soon as he got off with us, he went right to his computer and said, boom,
hockey,
here it comes.
Not returning. No chance, no way, no how.
We're like asking him questions. He's like, you know what? Maybe water polo has a better chance of actually coming back. I don't think hockey's coming back. Like, we asked, because the big thing for me with the NHL's announcement, just to go back to it for a second, was hockey's back, sort of.
Kind of. We'll have a date and time and a location and all the pertinent details at a later date.
90% of it's back. And it's like 90% of the questions are answered. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on a second. We don't know the where.
We got the who.
We don't know about the when.
Why.
We know the who. We know the why.
Yeah.
But what we don't know is even the thing that they could control, which is the what.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know all
of the
So
we know
what.
Two of the five of the main components of pretty much everything.
When are we back? Eventually. Where are we playing? Beats me. Here's eight cities that might be the host city. Yeah. Okay. Who's playing? That we got. How are they playing? Okay, now you hold on a minute.
Your set date, if you're the NHL, your set date was, began with the phrase, Sometime after.
Not good.
When are you going to start training camp? Sometime after July 1st.
Not prior to.
Not prior to July 1st.
Not prior to.
Like, when you're starting a definitive statement like that, nah, I'm not really all in.
The more you think about it. Like, when we asked Sam Cartini, it was 75%. And then literally, as the 10 more minutes of questions, it was maybe 55.
Yeah, you could hear it as he almost spoke with his, he was thinking out loud.
Okay.
And as he was doing it, he was like, damn. Like, damn.
But let's put it this way. The skeleton, as I've been referring to it, is a pretty good skeleton. It's good bone structure, right?
I don't even know if it's fully composed. I don't think the bones are there.
Yeah, the bones are there.
The bones are there. Yeah. No. I don't think it's a complete skeleton yet, though.
No, it's definitely.
No, I think you're digging one. Oh, here's a femur.
No, I'm not. I'm not a.
Here's a.
What am I? What a paleontologist? I'm not putting the T-Rex together. Like, if anything's a T-Rex,
they don't have
little,
it
with little dinky arms. Okay, I'm with full extended arms.
Do you know a T-Rex can't lose or can't run?
What? A T-Rex can't run?
A T-Rex could not run.
Did you not? What? Jurassic Park? Did you not see it run in Jurassic Park?
Apparently that's not accurate. My friend was looking up dinos information the other day about the baseball team, came across some dinosaur facts, and apparently the T-Rex can't run. This was news to me.
Yeah, now, because he's extinct.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but back in his prime, his playing days.
Really?
That's a great trick question.
Breaking news, T-Rexes can't run, apparently.
Wow.
Wait, it is
no reason to be scared of them.
Yeah, exactly.
In his playing days?
Yeah, his prime.
In their prime.
His playing weight.
I'm out. I don't know. I don't know what to do with
all that. While doing some NC Dinos research.
If Korean baseball has taught us anything, it's that baseball can return safely and that dinosaurs couldn't, or T-Rexes couldn't run.
Another fascinating fact about the Korean Baseball League that Carl Ravitch learned live on air yesterday while doing the game. Huh. And I agree with this. Koreans count birthdays differently. So if I'm 38 here, I'm 39 in Korea.
Because you're in your 39th year.
Yes. Yeah. I've always agreed with that. I don't understand why it's your first birthday. No, I've already been on Earth a year. It's my second birthday. My first birthday was when I was born.
Because you want to come off younger. Oh, everyone wants to be younger.
Well, that's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
I guarantee you.
Give it a 10 years and you'll love it.
I guarantee you. Adam and Eve. I guarantee you Adam went up to Eve and was like, okay, what was it, Cain and Abel? Like, I guarantee you they went back to Adam and Eve and it was just like, all right, it's Cain's first birthday. And Eve's like, uh-uh.
I'm just turning one.
No, it's his second birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Adam's argument would be, it's Cain's second birthday.
Yeah.
And Eve's like, oh, I don't think so.
Isn't that wild?
No,
I agree with that.
Yeah, probably.
Zero. You're not zero. You're one. This is your first year on Earth.
Hold on. Do you still refer to... Somebody said to me the other day that their kid was 26 months.
See, no. I think once you get past two, it's out the window.
Oh,
somebody,
no.
I said roughly a year. I did drop like a 14 months the other day. And I hated myself.
You should hate yourself.
But I was talking to another parent who had a young child, so I felt like they could relate.
No, this guy said to me, I met his son. And he's like, my son's 26 months.
Oh, no, that's
too
much.
And I was like, you hold the hell
off. He's two.
All right, your kid's two. All right,
I never could retain months. Like, I couldn't retain. Let's see. They were born June, July, August. So I always did the same thing. Oh, he'll be one in June.
When people drop that on me, I go, wait, how many months are in a year? Like, literally, I have to ask myself that question. Even though I know there's 12. But when you tell me that about your kid, I'm like, oh, there's 14 months in a year? What? Huh? Like, that's how I responded.
You know what the worst thing as a parent is when, all right, say a kid is sick or something. You find out a kid is sick, you got to take him to the doctor. All right, got to make sure I have my insurance card in my wallet, all that. You get to the doctor. The doctor says, date of birth for the kid. And you're like,
Which kid is this?
And especially when you have four and it's like, Dinkerberger,
yeah. When we come back.
I literally took Jenna, like within the last year. And when they asked date of birth, at December 10th, and she's like, God, I got to do this every time. 2003, Dad. Yeah, 2003.
Your only daughter.
Wait, she might be two. 2002.
Damn. Wait, she's 17?
I'm going to have to call her. Yeah, she'll
in
be
Korea,
18.
In Korea, she's 18.
Yeah.
Yep. And Doris Burke is the name.
I know. What the hell?
I can't believe it. All right, we got Jordan Westchester. We'll talk to him in a second. When we come back, we're going to get into this story of Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz, and then also this great piece written by Paul Domowicz, today's Inquirer.com, highlights a lot of things about Jalen Hurts, his time at Oklahoma, his time at Alabama, and really what he does behind the scenes to prepare for some football.
We're getting some mixed T-Rex information, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Apparently, they can run 12 miles an hour in National Geographic. according to National Geographic.
National Geographic, is that still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Nat Geo's
great. Are you kidding? It's now a TV station.
Yeah, they got their whole channel.
Well, yeah, but are they quoting National Geographic, the magazine that we used to run to in the library in school because it had the new
boobies.
Yeah, exactly.
It had boobies.
It did have boobies. It's like, I want to check out some tribes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're so lucky.
Time of the Fanatic, 8:14. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the safety and care of the patients at Rothman Orthopedics, go no further than Rothman Orthopedics, because there's no such thing as good enough at Rothman Orthopedics. There's only great. That's how Rothman Orthopedics has become the leading orthopedic practice, and why the offices of Rothman Orthopedics are now open with new layers of protection. They've added customized safety protocols based on the latest CDC guidelines, required all staff to wear appropriate PPE, modified office cleanings to ensure constant sterile environments, and added a number of extra precautions to minimize the amount of people in the office. How safe is that? Rothman Orthopedics delivering right now. And if you're not ready to come in, that's okay too, because Rothman Orthopedics has you covered for that. They're also offering virtual visits so you can be seen from by your physician from the comfort of your own home, because getting you moving starts with keeping you safe. Of course it does. And no matter what life throws your way, Rothman Orthopedics can help you get past pain and be what you were. Learn more at rothmanortho.com/ready. That's rothmanortho.com/ready.
Ripple Effect. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Caterpillar. To everyone who keeps America moving, Caterpillar would like to extend their sincere appreciation for maintaining the supply chain. Thank you from Caterpillar. Let's do this work. The MLB Players Association is expected to send back their first revised economic proposal by the end of this week. Before owners and big leaguers could even agree to terms, the minor league system felt the repercussions yesterday. Jeff Passer reported that hundreds of minor league players were cut, and hundreds more are expected to be cut over the next week. Ultimately, over 1,000 minor league guys are expected to lose their jobs due to the coronavirus effect and the anticipated canceled season. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has updated their approval of pro sports returning in the state. Not only is professional-style play allowed to resume in June, but Abbott has now stated that outdoor stadiums will be allowed to hold 25% of fan capacity. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic. Want up-to-the-minute breaking news on the return of the NHL, NBA, and MLB? Keep it on 97.5 The Fanatic all day as we update you on the latest news and rumors. We are the voice of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic.
ESPN Radio proudly recognizes National Military Appreciation Month, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.
Before he was a Hall of Fame coach in the NFL and before his pro football playing career, Tom Landry left the University of Texas to join the U.S. Army Air Corps and became a B-17 pilot during World War II. Landry flew 30 combat missions, many deep into enemy territory in Europe. After serving, Landry returned to Texas and starred on the Longhorns Championship Sugar and Orange Bowl teams.
No one is more reliable than you, the brave men and women of the military. Whether you're on active duty or a veteran, you're always there for us. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has been there for you since 1933. Now more than ever, we want to thank you. So we're saying it by offering special deals on credit cards, car loans, and certificates. Go to NavyFederal.org/celebrate to find out more. It's just a small token of our appreciation for our reliable military members. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
What if we're still working from home when summer hits?
I'll just work in my Speedo.
No, you won't. Should we get our air conditioner checked?
Good question.
Can we get it checked?
That's a better question.
As an essential business, Pierce, Phelps, and Bryant will do whatever it takes, including safety masks, gloves, and social distancing, to keep you comfortable this summer, like flexible financing and indoor air quality specials. To find a Pierce, Phelps, Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant, whatever it takes.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Piero's Italian Restaurant in Huntington Valley is heeding the call of the community. Takeout and delivery now available 7 days a week. And Piero's has added pizza to the menu to make it even easier to feed the whole family at home. Visit Piero'sItalianRestaurant.com now for this and many more offers. How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Let's have some straight talk.
Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Cultivators of the cul-de-sac. Run with us on the John Deere X370 Select Series Lawn Tractor. Because yard work is about more than just mowing. It's about moments that last a lifetime. Like when your daughter Emily has a shot at making wiffle ball history on her home turf. And that's why the X370 leaves nothing to chance, with one-touch mulch control technology and attachments for every season, so Emily can knock it out of the park. This is more than just grass. It's the stuff legends are made of. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Redbox has fun and excitement the whole family will love. Get ready to solve the greatest mystery of all time. Stream the theatrical home release of Scoob. Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Mystery Incorporated face their biggest, toughest mystery yet, and discover that Scooby's secret legacy could be the key to stopping a global dogpocalypse. Scoob is now available, so stream this premium rental with Redbox On Demand on your smart TV or favorite device today. Subject to applicable taxes, additional terms at Redbox.com.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you, like your wife when you forget your keys at work.
Hey, hon, you get my texts? I am looking for the spare house key. Maybe I can get through the window. Turns out the alarm works. Wow, it works fast. You should probably call me back.
GEICO, always there for you, with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Golden Nugget Jewelers wants to keep you safe and healthy. If you need help with engagement rings, text or call your own at 215-925-2777 to see about curbside pickup options. Love doesn't stop, and neither does Golden Nugget Jewelers.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
TMI, Mark.
You see the Chris Long thing yesterday that he posted about his kid?
Yeah, I was dying.
Can we just stop calling Twitter and just call it Chris Long's website?
Because
he owns Twitter.
That gave me way harder of a laugh than I expected.
That was terrific. And we've probably all been
I can't wait to get in that phase because yeah. I'll be laughing like a bastard.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Be encouraging it.
Yeah.
I mean, they make TV shows about it, the things kids say, you know? And
yes, exactly.
That was a great encounter.
So Chris Long, he has like an electrician or something like that come over the house and he's working on something. And his, I think he said his 4-year-old son? Here it is. Air conditioning guy comes over. Something is blocking the duct downstairs. My 4-year-old interrupts. Yeah, that's because I pooped in the basement. And the air conditioning guy goes, actually, son, I'm not a plumber, bud. And the 4-year-old goes, yeah, do you poop? Air conditioning guy, yes, I do. Pause. His 4-year-old says, oh, that's my dad's black truck outside.
It is the greatest stage when they get there. It's so much fun.
It sounds adorable. Anyway,
do you not laugh? Because you're not supposed to encourage it.
I'm not going
to. But I have the maturity level of like a 12-year-old, so I'm kind of in a bind here.
I was going to bring that up later in the show, but let's just say that I was reminded earlier of talking about it now. Let's just say that.
Way to go, Jamie.
Wait, oh, look at you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
Right down the river, Bobby.
Wow.
Right down the river.
Wow. False accusations. Doris Burke. All right, let's get to Jordan Westchester. Then we'll get to the Eagles locker room. What's up, Jordan?
What's up, fellas? Hey, how we doing today?
Good, hey, buddy. Jordan.
All right, I need to dive into this age thing because I couldn't disagree more with the Koreans and Jamie Lynch right now.
It's because you don't want to sound older.
No, you are not too. On your first birthday, you have not been on this.
I'm entering my second year. I've lived one. Yeah. I'm entering two.
But you're not 2 years old. You're 1 year old. You have been on this earth for 1 year. Therefore, you're 1 year old.
I love that this bothers you, Jordan. love that this bothers you.
I'm 29 right now because I've been on this earth for 29 years and some months. I haven't been on this earth for 30 years yet. How can I be 30 yet when I haven't been here for 30 years yet?
Because you're
that doesn't make any sense.
You're in your 30th year.
But I'm not at 30 years yet. I haven't gotten to 30 yet.
How many,
might be my
how many months are you, Jordan?
Are you going to make me do math?
No. Okay. No, I agree. I like the way we do it. I absolutely like the way we do it.
Yeah, in boxing, when you start a fight, it's round one. Right, Jordan? So I'm on your side.
Yeah.
It's round one.
Well, yeah, you're in round one. But,
right, so you're 1 year old. I agree with you.
Yeah, we know how to count, Korea. How about that?
Jamie, we need to sit down over a beer and really hash this out. Because I'm up in arms about
it. I really do. I do like
this. I think I just made Jamie's point.
You did.
I did, didn't I?
How?
But because in boxing, you're in round one.
You're not,
You're not like round zero, and then when the second round comes, it's round one because you've already completed one round.
Yeah, Bob's analogy made my point for me.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I get it now.
It's not round zero.
Sorry, Jordan, I thought I was with you, but I guess I'm not.
It's not round zero.
All right, I'm moving to Korea.
It's round one.
Now we're doing our show remotely.
You're not 1 year old, though.
Right.
You haven't been here.
But you exist. You can't be zero.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's why you use months for the first year.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You're killing me.
Jordan, let me just tell you that Jamie doesn't really believe this, so you're not really arguing anything.
No, I'm not like upset about the way we do it. I see the reasoning why they do it their way.
I want to say it's an awful troll job, but it's a great troll job.
Everybody's brains are in
the
pretzel.
It's the weirdest thing to troll over.
I'm not trolling.
I know you're not trolling. But
yeah, don't get too upset about it, Jordan. He doesn't really believe in it.
Don't miss Monday's show when we talk about this.
Anyways.
So sports.
Yeah, about that. Where are we going to be at when, if and when all four sports are rolling at the same time? Like, how is this even going to work? What games are we going to be able to watch? What are we not going to be able to watch? Are we going to have a choice on what we get to watch?
It'll be a great problem, won't it?
I thought about that, Jordan, because will it be like for instance, let's just take the NBA. Is it going to be like the Summer League where they have like maybe two announcers or two groups of announcers that do every game?
They said some games would start in the daytime because they have to squeeze so many in.
So
it would be very similar to a summer league setup.
Yeah, and then you're
which is wild.
Which, if baseball happens, then you also have baseball trying to work it out to get in the middle of all that. The NHL would be all over the place. I don't know what their format would be, but I assume it'd be a little bit easier because they don't have them all in one spot, but you still got to watch them. Like, I honestly don't know. Imagine they expand the playoffs to 24 teams, like trying to watch that as a hockey fan. It's impossible.
I mean, odds are that we're going to have two Philly sports teams going at the same time, most likely.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So I'm going to need to get another TV in here, and, you know.
I think you're definitely going to have three.
Laptop.
I'm telling you, Jordan, there's not going to be baseball. I've already canceled baseball in my mind. They've already lost.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention to baseball while I'm paying attention to hockey, and I'm paying attention to the NBA, and I'm also shortly thereafter going to be paying attention to the NFL. The MLB will be the fourth sport. If it does start while all other sports are starting up as well, forget about it. It's going to be a fourth sport.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a good problem to have, no doubt, but I'm going to be so stressed out if I have to watch three different TVs at the same time and pay attention to three different games. I'm not used to that.
It's like, Jordan, it's going to be like crossing the desert, and then all of a sudden you find yourself under a waterfall.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, this is great. You know what I mean? That's what it's going to be like. So I welcome the too many sports to watch issue.
Yep. All right, well, I'm going to go enjoy this weekend while I'm still 29 and not 30 yet because I haven't hit my 30th year yet. So, You fellas have a great weekend.
Love you too, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
But you've been on Earth 30 years.
Boom. Yeah,
leave it to our show to talk about the hot button issues.
Well, I didn't see it live, but my buddy that told me all about this, he said Ravitch's brain was like broken.
What was he like talking about how old a player was?
Yeah. And he said the guy was 38, and they were like, actually, he's 39 because over here. He was born in Korea, and over here. It's a different birthday system.
Did Ravitch like take the toupee off, scratch his head, and then put the toupee back on? Allegedly.
Damn.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's
toupee shame.
I'm not toupee shame. As a bald man, I can toupee shame. He's in our community.
I told you the toupee, good toupee story I had, right? I ever tell you guys this? Bill Self, University of Kansas. So, Sixers draft Joel Embiid,
okay.
Right? Or before they were going to. And I put in a call to Bill Self because I wanted to talk to him, you know, get a little scouting report for a story.
Yeah.
So I call him and I write the story, whatever. But I'm trying to figure out how to say this the best. So I call him and he says, "Hey, Bob, sorry, I'd love to talk to you right now. Going to get my hair cut. Can I give you a call back?" I said, "Absolutely. No problem. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it." Called me back in like 20 minutes. Boom. Good conversation. Wrote the story.
Yeah.
Go to Sixers, wherever I was, and another writer from the city comes in who went to the University of Kansas.
Oh, boy.
And says to me, "Oh, I saw you talk to Bill Self." I said, "Yeah, good guy." You know, I said, "You ever dealt with him?" He says, "Yeah." "Did he tell you he was getting his haircut?" I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, did he tell you he was getting his haircut?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, he does that to everybody because he wears a toupee."
Well, wait, but hold on a second. Now, I know that. I know he's got a piece. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. But it was questionable there for years.
But,
and obviously, this was about 7 years ago when I wrote the story.
I think some guys do the weave thing that actually does grow and it gets cut.
Yeah, but it's kind of odd that you know, it's known to somebody who's talked to him multiple times, I guess. Uh-huh. Did you start out the conversation by saying he's getting his hair cut?
Just want to let you know it's my real hair.
Coincidence? I think not.
He's not Maury's wigs from Goodfellas, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Bald community.
Yeah.
Bald community.
Yeah.
I'm faithful
but
to my brothers.
But we don't shame.
I'm faithful to my brothers, my bald brothers, my bald bastard brothers.
I'm getting, my hair's getting out of control ever since I shaved it.
When we first came back, you took your visor off for like 20 seconds, and I was like, "Oh, you did buzz it, my friend. Good for you."
Yeah, but it's like, it's almost all bad. Yeah. It's getting wild.
You have a quaff. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this in a while. My dad, I saw the quarantine beard that my dad's got going on.
Yeah.
Joe Farzetta. And my dad is Francis Ford Coppola. If I haven't mentioned that yet, he has now morphed into Francis Ford. He went from Tony Siragusa to Francis Ford Coppola. That's what quarantine does to my dad. So on a serious note, and I really...
Okay.
On a serious note, can T-Rexes run? That's what we want to talk about.
Yeah, next. So what's this now? They can up to 12 miles an hour?
We're not dino shaming in 2020. In all seriousness, I'm going to transition.
Yes.
So, I think this is important, and from judging Twitter's reaction for the most part yesterday, other people think it's important too. Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz come out and spoke out yesterday. They posted messages surrounding everything going on in Minneapolis right now, which is just, no matter how you want to slice it, it's an awful, awful situation. And everything going on right now in the rioting, everything that started the rioting with the death of George Floyd, I actually... champion.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A cause that Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz came out and spoke about yesterday. And they put it out there on social media with different messages. And one of the things that Carson Wentz got into was how he's a guy from North Dakota where they don't really see too many minorities, too many African-American people in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to North Dakota. I can't speak to that. I can only assume and go off what Carson Wentz is saying, guy who grew up there. I think it's a very important thing for a locker room made up of people not only of different ethnic backgrounds, not only of different races, but different personal backgrounds. Because I'm not going to lump everybody together and say, "Oh, this minority is just like that minority. This ethnicity is just like that ethnicity." Like, there are people that are not their demographic. All right, let's just say that. And when you're in a locker room, there are people that might be of African-American descent, people that are African-American that grew up just fine with no issues. There are people that are white that grew up with awful things going on in their backstory. So to lump every race together and say, "Oh, well, they're all the same," is not something I'm going to do.
No.
But in a very diverse setting, which an NFL locker room is, I think it's important for people to come out and speak about things that might not directly affect them and how they were raised. And I think that goes miles in a locker room, and not just a locker room, a workplace. And a lot of talk that surrounded Malcolm Jenkins was him standing up for social change and social justice. And I know changing over the locker room to what is supposed to be, for all intents and purposes, Carson Wentz's locker room, I think it speaks miles for somebody that your quarterback that is looked at maybe by some as, oh man, this guy's got it all, give it to him right now. You know, this guy, he needs to really take charge of the locker room. He hasn't done that yet. I think it speaks volumes for a quarterback to come out and say, look, I'm going to have your back on the field. I'm going to have your back off the field. And I know some people might look at that as hollow, and God, just leave it to the keyboard gangsters, man, to come out and act like, oh, this is all hollow and this is disingenuous. I believe he even said it took him a while to kind of find the right words to say something about all this. And then for Zach Ertz to also come out and say something along the same lines, that they're not going to stand for this, that social change needs to happen, that we all have to be made aware of this, we all have to make sure we're reflecting properly on this so that we become a better version of ourselves, a better version of our own country. I think that goes and is leaps and bounds above what he needed to do in a situation like this. And I think that catches the attention of a locker room that thinks he's going to ignore things that are on people's minds even away from football.
Yeah, when I saw it and I read it, I didn't think of at all that it was Carson Wentz doing this for any other reason than thinking, I have a little bit of a platform here. Many people follow me because of who I am. And if I can help just some people by saying this, just, you know, bring together some people by saying this, I think it was truly from the heart. It's so much easier not to do something, not to say something, but I think he does, and Zach Ertz also, they see that they have a little bit of a platform, and good for them. And if the byproduct of it is hopefully the byproduct of it is people coming together a little bit better, and then if you carry it further along, if it helps the team come together a little bit better, well, then so be it. But yeah, I agree with you. I think it was heartfelt. I don't think it was anything, you know, that was planned or anything like that. Yes, he said he chose his words wisely. Good for him, but he felt the need to say something, and that's a big part of any battle like this.
Like it or not, this is the world we're in now, where this is going to get talked about, and with people saying stick to sports, you can't really do that anymore. Because as much as this might make Carson Wentz look good, if he doesn't say anything and things go wrong in the locker room again, you might have guys thinking, this guy doesn't even take a stand for anything. This guy is just concentrating on football. This humanizes him. This makes him look a lot more human to his teammates.
And for every person that says stick to sports, the realist out there says, no, that's exactly what we don't want. You can say, I'm not a racist, but if you don't do anything about it, right, or if you don't prove it in some way, those are hollow words. He came out to say something that I think try to bring together people in a way that he can, because he has, as I said, that platform.
And if you saw some of his teammates, you know, tweeting and responding to them, like Boston Scott and a former teammate and Torrey Smith, a couple other guys all said, you know, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting this out there. I mean, from a human perspective, it's great. From a teammate locker room culture perspective, it's great. I mean, a locker room is probably the most diverse workplace ever.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you literally get people from all over this country, in corners of this country, different cultures, different colors. You have people from the world. I mean, look at Mayalata. So, yeah. I mean, it's a melting pot. So to do that is, you know, a great thing, one, for humanity, but two, for the team, it's great.
Look, this is obviously something bigger than sports. It goes without saying.
Just a bit.
But I hate to even bring it back to what it means for the sports world.
Yeah, I feel a little weird saying that, but if you're a teammate that maybe had a feeling about Carson Wentz in a negative light, you might look at him differently now.
Exactly. Again,
it's just human nature.
Like, on and off the football field, to know a guy has your back and is going to have, you know, is not going to be afraid to say something, which, by the way, is on all their minds.
And speaking of Chris Long, I mean, one of the reasons he's beloved in that locker room was because he stood there with Malcolm Jenkins and Fletcher Cox, and he stood with these guys and supported what they were saying. And that's part of the reasons why he was beloved in that locker room.
Mm-hmm. Chef Michael Seven saying right now, quote, your quarterback, not sports. Yeah, no, it is. I get it. It is combined, and he's right. It's your quarterback making this statement, but the question is the effect it has on the people around him, the people that he's working with, the people that we're rooting for.
Basically, there's no negatives to what they did last night.
Right, but people will make it negative.
Unfortunately, yeah, your virtue signaler tweets will be out there and stuff like that.
Disingenuous. I saw that out there.
It's sad that people go there, but
yeah.
But it is what it is.
Even if somebody wants to be negative and say, oh, you're just doing that so you know, your teammates will support. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's okay, too, because teammates, non-teammates, they're still part of society. And if you can bring together guys that you maybe weren't as close to before and they see that you feel this way, well, that's a very, very, very small part of society, but it is a part of society. And it's a lot better than sitting back and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think there's actually more negative, I think, in the locker room if he doesn't say anything than more negativity surrounding him publicly outside the locker room if he does say something. Like, there'll be people that are like, oh, stay out of politics. First off, what the hell does this have to do with politics? Second, when you have a social change that's been championed by another leader in the locker room, and then you're the next guy, and you don't say anything, then that's when the rest of the locker room says, well, this guy only cares about one thing. Granted, it should be the most important thing in that locker room, but when somebody says in a social issue they have your back, that only makes you come together more so as a team. And I think, like, from a sports perspective, that's what we care about. From a human perspective, we care about these guys that are public figures letting their voices be heard. And I think that is something to be applauded. So credit to Carson Wentz. Credit to Zach Ertz for actually addressing the issue that was on every player's mind in that locker room.
I agree.
610-632-0975. When we come back, 9 o'clock, top of the hour, we're going to speak to the man himself, John Barr, who was at the forefront of this documentary on Roy Halladay. And it highlights, and we've been talking about it all morning, it highlights all the things that were really under the surface with Roy Halladay, what he had dealt with in terms of addiction, dealing with opioids, drinking, also his work ethic. And we'll get into it. Well, you can watch it tonight on ESPN, 10th anniversary of his perfect game against the Marlins. We all remember that. I think we all remember watching the Flyers and then flipping back, check the Phillies, and then realize, oh my God, Roy Halladay's got a perfect game going. No way. And if I remember correctly, there was no earned run in that game.
The Phillies won 1-0. It was an unearned run.
I want to say it was Cameron Maben. Was it okay? Cameron Maben in the center field? Jonathan Maben?
He misplayed
a ball, got charged an error, run scored. I think it was the only run of the game unearned.
Wow.
I don't think the run scored was earned in the game. I'll have to double check that. But we'll speak to John Barr of ESPN, who was at the forefront of the documentary. We'll get some more of the behind-the-scenes looks on the Roy Halladay documentary featuring his widow, Brandi Halladay. 610-632-0975. That's what we'll do when we come back. And also, we'll get into that story I've been teasing with Paul Domowicz and some interesting little tidbits about Jalen Hurts on Inquirer.com. Time of the Fanatic is 8:41. And ladies and gentlemen, treat yourself, little Dietz and Watson, who invite you to support local businesses and take order outs right now, carry out orders from a real Philly deli in your neighborhood. Local businesses have been hit some of the hardest by our national emergency, and now is your chance to make a difference. You'll not only be doing something good for the community, but you're getting some of the most delicious handcrafted hoagies made with Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses. Order from a real Philly deli like Old City Food Market in Old City, Philadelphia, Bria and Latella's in Havertown, Linden Deli in Northeast Philadelphia, or one of six Kasha Bakery locations in South Philadelphia and New Jersey. There's never been a more important time to support local businesses, so order takeout right now from a real Philly deli. To find one near you, visit realphillydeli.com. That's realphillydeli.com. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Change is coming. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Family Jewelers. Family & Company Jewelers is now open for curbside pickup, consultation, sales, and consignments. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Family & Company Jewelers, Route 70 on Marlton, South Jersey's diamond destination. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and the NBA Board of Governors are expected to virtually meet later today to discuss their return-to-play proposal. Yesterday, Silver spoke with general managers from around the league to get their opinions on how to return. In the meeting, GMs took a survey which showed that 75% of the group would prefer a play-in tournament to fill in the final playoff seeds, while the other 25% voted for a World Cup-style play. Both styles would replace the rest of the regular season and would count as first round of playoffs. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic. What will the new normal look like when sports returns? Get all your up-to-the-minute breaking sports news and info from only one station in Philly. 97.5 The Fanatic.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks.
So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Colin Cowherd here. Fox Bet's the new sports wagering app from Fox Sports. But did you know it's also the go-to for poker and casino games? No matter what you play, now's when to start. Because Fox Bet's giving new customers a match deposit bonus up to $500. And your first bet is risk-free up to $500 if it doesn't hit. The Fox Bet app. Download it today.
Pennsylvania and New Jersey only. In partnership with Mountaineer, 21 and over, terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa!
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times. As represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here reminding you, please do not ignore potential electrical and fire hazards in your home. Social distancing in the light of the current public health crisis is crucial. However, if you have an urgent electrical issue in your home that needs attention, Fire and Electric is available to help, and they'll take every health precaution while doing so. If you're experiencing urgent electrical issues in your home, trust my electrician. Visit FarrenElectric.com. That's F-A-R-R-Y-N Electric.com.
Heart care can't skip a beat, and it doesn't have to. At Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center, we continue to provide America's most advanced cardiovascular care with telemedicine appointments in the comfort of your own home and in-person visits and procedures in a safe environment. Caring for you remains our highest priority. Your heart health doesn't have to wait. Talk to a heart and vascular specialist today. Schedule an appointment at pennmedicine.org/heartandvascular.
At CDW, we get that you need a network that keeps your business moving forward.
Us for not. Backwards everything, do we?
Either way, CDW has experts who can design and implement a secure, innovative network built on Cisco DNA that learns and adapts to your needs to keep your business moving forward.
Idea good as that.
IT orchestration by CDW. It get who people. I mean, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Cisco.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Have we ironed out the T-Rex thing? Are we sure about how fast they could run?
I'll trust National Geographic over my buddy and his research on the NC Dinos in the Korean Baseball League.
Is it our man, Old City Zach, that's telling us that kids today don't know the struggle of running through the National Geographic section?
But I think there was always pages torn out.
Yeah.
Always.
This magazine has been censored, sister. Rap taking out the people of the Amazon, running around all topless and stuff.
They were always carrying things on their head.
Yeah, exactly. Prominent display.
Perfect shot.
We're learning about culture.
We're
learning about culture.
We giggled our way through learning culture.
We definitely did. I learned the Dewey Decimal System for that crap, okay? All right, come on. The kids today don't got to learn that. Do they have to learn the Dewey Decimal System, or they just Google?
No, they don't learn anything.
I remember they tell us, because like Google was just like in its infancy, and they're like, all right, don't just Google it for the information. And we're like, yeah, okay.
All right, here's a question I wanted to ask you earlier.
What's that?
What's and you might have to think about it for a little bit, but what's one of the strangest things you've learned during this pandemic? Like, there has to be something like, you there was a book you thought you would never read, not you, like for some people, book that you thought, because mine popped into, you brought something up earlier about learning something or whatever, and I learned all about, this is weird, Henry VIII during this pandemic because Jenna was doing a book report on it, and somehow I got involved. I never would have gotten involved if there wasn't a pandemic, but I did. So I learned all of it. I know way too much about Henry VIII right now.
That's the guy whose body they recently found? Was that who they found?
Man, she must have gotten an F because
I
don't
know.
They
found him in a parking lot or something like that. I'm not kidding.
No, that was Jimmy Hoffa. So, but yeah, it was, it's like, I all these weird thoughts come into my mind during this thing.
What you learned.
Like, what is, or something you did or something you learned that you really never would have. I never would have dove deep into Henry VIII.
I built a home office.
Yeah, but yeah, that's good. No, that's good. That's a good one.
I painted two areas of my house.
That's, yeah. You probably would have done that anyway. Probably would have done it anyway.
Eventually you would have done it.
You know, maybe Saturday.
Yeah. No, I treated this time as we moved into our house. We had little tuts about a month after that. So
it came at a good time for both of you.
Oh, yeah. We were occupado when it came to the last 2.5 months, 3 months. Something I learned.
Or just did that you had. I can't believe that I look forward to playing a game of cards or a board game anymore because, you know, I can't sit down and do something for a long period of time.
I got essentially in the worst way possible what I wished for a lot of years, which was not being able to leave my house. and in all honesty, and I mentioned this before in the air, but traveling 11 years every weekend for 6 months out of the year for football season with Sunday Night Football, I'd always say, man, if I just knew I had an X amount of time to be at home. Because even when it wasn't football season, I was still running around working like two jobs, but whatever. Put it this way. There's a lot of memes before all this about, you know, on social media about how you, when your friends make plans with you and you cancel saying whatever it was. It was like, this is that opportunity where you don't have to do anything. You can literally sit and chill. And we've never been more equipped as a society to stay the hell home and be entertained. Thanks, Netflix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And cable TV. We've never been better equipped. But yeah, to say
I learned that I'm not nearly as dependent on television as I once thought I was.
Okay.
Because my television viewing during this pandemic has been extremely minimal.
Huh.
So, yeah, because you're spending more time probably with Skylar and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
just trying to stay busy and doing things around the house, going on walks, this and that. Like, I don't miss TV. I'm not saying I haven't watched anything, but, you know, we watched Jordan and we caught up on Better Call Saul. And that's basically it.
Yeah.
And I once thought I was like borderline addicted to TV, and I'm realizing that's not the case at all.
Oh, this is a good point. I'm actually, what I did learn is that my wife has horrible taste in television. Awful, horrible taste. Awful taste.
It's amazing. You know, like Donna used to be, you know, she was in bed at like 10 o'clock every night, up at 5 in the morning, work from home. You know, like she was just set regimen. And then she was, you know, she was laid off from her job a while ago. And so during this whole time, she, you know, she hasn't been working, and like she stays up till like 2 a.m. watching TV.
See that?
And like this is why it popped in my head that. And I was yesterday, I was outside jumping rope, and I'm like, God, my life has changed so much. And 2 years ago, I was on the road all the time with the Sixers, covering going everywhere all the time. And now if I go outside to jump rope, I feel like I've traveled. You know, so I just, and, you know, many people have gotten into cooking more, obviously, with this
whole
thing.
Never thought I'd be making my own dough.
Yeah, like, it's pretty cool.
I make homemade limoncello and dough now. Never would have guessed that 4 months ago.
Like, you're basically, you've become an 80-year-old Italian woman.
It's great.
One of my good buddies, Glenn, he has the most positive outlook on life. And right when this all started, he put out a text to all of us, you know, all us high school guys. He said, hey, guys, listen, this is just God's way of telling us to, we all have to calm down a little bit and look at our lives in a different way.
Okay.
And we'll all be okay.
Perspective.
And it was like, wow, you know, like coming out of this, it's, you know, like Jamie's looking forward to making his own dough now. You know, I like being home. I like not running around all the time, which is so not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you
I
like
think
building
we were all
homes.
A little too busy, yeah.
I think it could be pretty neat when we come out of this, what we discover about ourselves.
Okay. What do we take?
Or you could be scared as hell saying, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
I'll tell you right now, man, I do miss traveling. Like, there's been numerous occasions where I'm like, man, if I could just get on a flight and go over to wherever.
I tell you, I don't.
I love it. I like the idea of feeling lost. And when I travel, I like to be lost.
Yeah, and when we get back to it, vacation travel, yeah. But, you know, I go near an airport. To me, it's work. It's work, work, work. And that grind again, I don't miss that.
I will examine that a little bit more next week.
In my head. And
No, that is interesting.
There's not often things in my head, so I had to get it out as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk to John Barr, ESPN, talk to him about Roy Halladay, the documentary that's coming out tonight. But what we wanted to get into in this segment was from Paul Domowicz, who put a story out late yesterday morning regarding Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts, I guess, has been the buzz name, if you will, of the pandemic when it comes to a very controversial second-round pick made by the Philadelphia Eagles at number 53. And the headline of the story is Gadget Guy or Legitimate NFL Quarterback, a look at what Jalen Hurts can do for the Eagles. That's the headline on Inquirer.com, written by a great football writer, Paul Domowicz, who's done a great job over the years covering the Eagles. We've talked to him on the show before. But it starts off with Lamar Jackson or Taysom Hill. Now, Taysom Hill has been the comparison that's even been mentioned by Doug Peterson himself in terms of being that gadget guy type of quarterback. Lamar Jackson is the reigning NFL MVP. And there's a name already mentioned attached to Jalen Hurts, that is now backing up Carson Wentz. As I've said throughout this whole process, I hated the idea of taking a quarterback at 53. Love Jalen Hurts, wish him all the luck in the world, but as far as taking him on this team at that time, stupid! Beyond reasonable doubt. The whole idea is that he doesn't play. If everything goes right, he doesn't play. Unless he is that gadget guy. But here's what I found wildly interesting from this story from Paul Domowicz. Speaking with Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley said it's all speculation to this point as far as how they're going to use Jalen Hurts. And that goes without saying. We're just taking educated guesses as best we possibly can. But he says, once they actually start playing football, it's going to be a different story. He said, it'll be a different story right now, and then they'll start playing actual football, and it'll happen the way it's going to happen. Basically, it's wait and see. It won't be a story anymore once Jalen Hurts starts to play. Once he starts to play, it's going to be even more of a story. It's actually, for the Eagles, before Jalen Hurts ever starts a game, if he is as a gadget quarterback, if he starts to play and fails and looks terrible, oh my God, what a horrible draft pick, even more so than just the philosophy of the draft pick. Then the actual person looks like he can't play. Then specifically, the actual person looks like he can't play. It's not just a bad idea anymore. It's not just a bad philosophy. It's an actual bad happenstance, right? Happening. But if he does play and plays very well, hey, Carson, the chattering's happening.
Yeah.
That's why I still think it's a lose-lose scenario. Like, what's the best-case scenario? That he comes in, throws a couple of touchdowns, runs for a couple of touchdowns, gets you a couple of first downs?
Yeah.
And then he looks good and people are still... Even if he does look good in doing that, Carson struggles a little bit, then it's a lose-lose.
Yeah, and you know, in Damo's story, it also says he quotes Nick Saban, and Saban says, you know, when he wasn't playing, when Tua took over, he took practice more seriously and he became a better passer, a better overall quarterback. Yeah. Okay, well, you're including that in the story because you're thinking, oh, is that what they're going to do for him here?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's going to sit behind Carson. He's going to become a better quarterback. Okay, but to what means?
Oh, yeah. Well,
are you hoping he, upends Carson and becomes the number one? I don't think that's it. Well, a reliable backup? You could have probably gotten that somewhere else, not with the 53rd overall pick.
Mm-hmm. Whether it be free agency or whether that actually being traded back. We've talked about it a lot. But just talking about the one specific player, it's a point that Jamie's made numerous times, saying that not only did he digest Alabama's offense and then, you know, fight through and actually play, you know, and he'll get benched and then play again and then benched again and then transfer to Oklahoma, and where he adapted a new system. And by the way, came in as a graduate at Oklahoma? And came in and took over that offense, and not only the offense, but the locker room. And that's what also this article talks about by Paul Domowicz, is being accepted into that locker room, not just digesting a playbook, but also being accepted.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's shown a very high football aptitude in college. So I don't think there's any reason to think it won't transfer to the NFL. So you might see him occasionally this year.
Right.
I don't think a playbook's going to be the thing that really holds him back.
Here's the thing. So in the fish-a-wish scenario of the Philadelphia Eagles, Carson Wentz is healthy for 16 games, and then however long they play in the playoffs, right?
Right.
Not only is he healthy, but he's pretty damn good. He's like MVP-ish good. And then, yeah, this Jalen Hurts character come in, take a couple of snaps, gadget plays, whatever they might be, and in that role plays very well. Now, if that happens and Carson Wentz is at that MVP-ish level, then we're fine. I just don't think you're going to get that perfect storm. That is so, I think, drastically unlikely, where Carson Wentz is playing unquestionably above his own head, and he's playing again at that MVP level, and Jalen Hurts comes in and looks great as a backup quarterback, as a gadget player, whatever you call him. I don't think you're going to get that perfect storm. That, to me, is a homerist mentality, and as much as I want to root for that, I don't think that happens.
And even the perfect storm has some flaws there, because if Carson stays healthy and if Jalen Hurts becomes this gadget guy that you use every once in a while, and oh, cool, you know, use him 4 or 5 plays a game here and there and it's fun, is that all worth a 53rd pick?
Nope.
You know, like, you're talking about a guy that could have been on the field for every play.
Nope.
You know,
nope.
So even the perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.